he got injured in his not being.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I might be one. Yeah. Yeah. This is the best thing ever. I'm super excited about the figure skating.
Oh,
I love figure skating.
I call this meeting of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement to order at 7:30 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 406, both in person and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. Is the Zoom link working available to the public? Yes, it is. Moving on to agenda item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washu, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, Niue, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Moving on to agenda item 4, roll call. Vice Chair Radke will now call the roll.
Chair Issa.
Present.
Chair, Vice Chair Radke, present. Senator Barris?
Present.
Senator Burrows?
Present.
Senator Castro?
Present.
Senator Dayton?
Present.
Senator Evans?
Present.
And Senator Saporito?
Present.
The
role
is...
A
quorum is present. Thank you.
Moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Please state your name and position for the record.
My name is Craig Hoffman. I'm a BSW student here at UNR. I'm working in my practicum hours with the Nevada Housing Justice Alliance. And on Thursday at 3 o'clock in the Senate chambers, we're giving a student renters 101 workshop that's available to all students. So if you'd let everybody know, hopefully show up, that'd be awesome. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Everyone share that with their constituents. All right, moving on to, or is there any more public comment at this time? I see no public comments. Moving on to agenda item 6, adoption of minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda item 6A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Evans. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those minutes have been approved. Seeking passage agenda item 7 on to agenda item 8. Reports. We'll start with the report from Director Hatch.
Director Hatch, for the record, I have happy new semester. It's great to see all of you. It's been a minute. I've got quite a few updates and also like a couple things that if you need me to repeat from last week's Senate meeting, I definitely will. First of all, no Board of Regents debrief presentation in Senate tomorrow. I think that there was a lot going on the agenda, and so we didn't make it on for this week, but we will be presenting on the 11th next week instead. And I will explain some of the Board of Regents stuff if you have a question for me, but everything will be covered in that presentation as well. We met multiple times with President Algabot and Policy Director Atencio regarding the Chancellor's visit tomorrow, including last week and then earlier this afternoon. Just going over a handful of questions and ideas for that visit. It is tomorrow in the student leadership discussion portion of the meeting, is I believe at 2 p.m. I think that we only have a handful of people signed up for that slot. I know I myself have class. And so I probably won't be able to make it, but please attend if you would like to. I was trying to find the information for that earlier. I believe it might be in the theater, but I'm not entirely sure, and I can get that update for you. I think it's in the theater tomorrow. So if you can attend, please do. Yes, we briefed President Algabot and VP McNamara on a handful of questions they can ask and all the context behind those. We are also working on interim legislative session lobbying efforts to increase scholarship funding. We just contacted the Gwynn Center earlier today, and we plan on contacting a handful of legislators, including Assemblymember Roth, Senator Daley, Senator Angie Taylor, among others, as well as Assemblymember Selena LaRue Hatch, in order to. Our main priority is to come up with either both a new funding mechanism or an assisted funding mechanism for the Millennium Scholarship, and then increase the number of hours that we're covering with the Millennium Scholarship. And the amount of money per hour. So right now you'd get about, I think, $1,200 a semester. We're aiming to add on to that by $300 a semester properly. So we're trying to figure that out. We're reaching out to legislators and as well as on a few other priorities. Our department meetings are held bi-weekly in the PCR on Fridays at noon. So last week we passed all of our budgets for the event week at the end of this month, which I will provide dates and times for. Again, if you have questions, please just let me know. If anyone wants them. I met with Senator Radke last week, who's a great representative of this community and the Senate body. And then the department met with Austin Daly and the team from GCE on Friday as well. Please sign up for Nevada Reading Week, March 2nd through the 6th, to connect with youth in the community. That's something that that Mr. Daly mentioned a lot, and is something that they're really excited to be participating in. So please sign up. I think an email went out about that this morning. And then I held multiple interviews for the assistant director position, so you'll see presentation for that position and a memo for that in the coming weeks in Senate. I haven't sent that memo to Speaker Ackland quite yet, so that's still technically under wraps. And I attended the UNLV basketball game on Friday, so glad to see that rivalry officially squashed. Go Pack. I think that's it, so if anyone has any questions or wants me to repeat those dates from earlier, that's totally chill.
Does anyone have any questions for Director Hatch? Alrighty. Now moving on to committee member reports. Beginning with me, I honestly don't have much to report. Just wanted to say that I want to use the reports that we have from this meeting to kind of create a timeline for our committee goals, because I know each and every single one of you are working on some sort of goal. I just want to create a timeline just so we can have, again, more of those discussion periods where we can all kind of input onto those different goals and with all of our stakeholders and our liaison positions. I don't think I have much else beyond that, though. I didn't take notes, so I might have something. I'll send out something in the team's chat to come with everything else. So that's all I have on the noggin at the moment. So anyone have any questions for me at this time? Alrighty. Actually, no, one more thing. So as you can see under new business, we do have two open liaison positions. The thing, though, is that for both of those liaison positions, both of the individuals in those roles are no longer with us, as in, not that they have died, but they have resigned from their positions. And so the default would be AD Kokas, which Senator Dayton is already a liaison to. And so I'm not entirely sure what the normal procedure for that is. For the purposes of this committee, I'm just going to make it so whoever holds those two liaison positions is just going to work with Senator Dayton for future projects, if that's okay with you, Senator Dayton.
Yeah,
for
sure. All right, moving on to Vice Chair Radke. Do you have a report?
Yes, okay. okay, so hi, everyone. Me and Director Hatch are now meeting biweekly. We have been talking about the events that are going to be happening, which will be from February 23rd to February 26th. It will be Monday Talk Talk, please, please register to vote. Wait, please, please, please register to vote. Say My Name, which is February 25th, and That's So True on February 26th. So please volunteer or show up to the events. Thank you. That's
all. Anyone have any questions for Vice Chair Radke? All right, Senator Barris, do you have a report?
I do not, no report at this time.
Yeah. Senator Burns, do you have a report?
No.
Senator Castro?
Brief one. I have established contact with Austin Daly, but we haven't yet found him the time to meet. Our schedules are incredibly incompatible, which is okay. I'd also like to add to what Director Castro was saying and commend her for her attendance of the MLK annual gala and everything. That was really great, community outreach. And then I'd also say that I think a really interesting goal for this committee, and I know Austin is interested in, is establishing greater connection between students and local community and city boards and councils, especially within our ward right now. Because right now, as of what he said, the majority of people who are going to town halls and other things like that in our ward are just people who are not students or representative of the student body. And that's it, besides that.
Any questions for Senator Castro?
So when I spoke,
is the body give permission for...
Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize.
Yes.
Craig Hoffman, for the record. I spoke at the Reno City Council meeting on the 14th. There was a mayor for the day from the UNR. Do you guys know who that was? I can't remember her name.
I've seen the article, but I can't remember her name at this time.
I'll have to look it up, so mm-hmm. That, never mind then.
Well, no, still, did you have another, like...
I was hoping we could, you know, expand on that and maybe, you know, use that to get more people to show up to meetings.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a great point.
I do have a question for you, Senator.
Oh, yes. Hi.
During your discussions with Austin regarding this initiative, has he, what has been his progress so far in trying to connect with his local community boards?
I would say that Austin is pretty successful when it comes to meeting individuals who are interested in engaging and then pairing them with like different boards and avenues for which they can serve their community. But the issue is that Austin doesn't have a tap on the full student body. And so something that we've thought of, and I think we should continue working towards, is a greater networking, like sort of index, sort of like what Canvas offers us, where you can see the students and every sort of thing, and asking students to offer information regarding what city they live in, or just like what neighborhood they are living in, because that actually is important to like what boards they can serve on, and then connecting those students based off that information with boards and councils and everything. That's something Austin would like to do, and I think we should try to, but it's something we haven't necessarily been successful yet, especially because I think it would work well with the ACUN Canvas page, which we're trying to establish. So it's a mixed bag.
Senator Dayton, do you have a report?
Yeah, I was able to work with Amy Kokas on the MLK Boys and Girls Club like day of, which is super fun. Mm-hmm. We're able to talk about she got a quote, an original quote for the new like ASUN website. Then she had to change some things because they messed up what they were expecting to be built and everything. So we're still delayed on that. And then also she wants us to support the new ADA compliant bike rides vehicle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I actually have to add on something to that, to the website. But I got an email from Amy Kokas this morning. The quote is $86,000.
Oh my gosh.
That is subject to change as we speak with, as AD Kokas speaks with other companies and as further quotes get, we get further quotes. So hopefully that's lowered.
Will you give that figure again? What was it?
$86,000.
Okay.
So we were originally starting this conversation, she had the number at around $25,000, $26,000, mm-hmm. And it just, We all have our own opinions on that, but it's not final, so.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Dayton, I will get back to you.
Yes.
Does anyone have any questions for Senator Dayton? No? All right, Senator Evans, do you have a report?
Yeah, about my liaison position, I'm already talking with Director Mendoza about the lab coat initiative, running it again for this spring. Hopefully they don't get stolen by the staff this time or whatever happened to them, but we want to make, you know, we want more marketing again, and then we're gonna need more marketing this time as we pitch it out to more colleges. And also, just as like a little fun thing, Senator Villa gave me more lab coats and I just dropped them off at EH&S, so we got another like 5 or 6 lab coats that are gonna get cleaned. And I think by tomorrow, the old ones that we have are gonna get cleaned. I'm gonna drop them off at the DMSA. So that's about where it's at. And I guess for like a timeline, like you said, for like the resolution, it will definitely be done, obviously by the end of the session, and it'll be within the coming weeks. I've already spoken to DeBarge and Bartolage about it.
Thank you. Any questions for Senator Evans? Senator Saperito, do you have a report?
I scheduled a meeting with Chai and John of Veteran Services. We still have $1,000 left in the veterans budget because we've been using their own budget. So we'll definitely be able to schedule or plan another event this semester, so that's good news. After my meeting, I can schedule like a possible hour by hour for the event or like a budget. We can discuss it in later meetings too. So if you guys have any questions for that, just let me know. But that's pretty much it.
Any questions for Senator Saperito? Senator Castro?
Yes, not really a question, but kind of a question. Would you like help at all with the involvement with other organizations? I remember last time we talked about this, like a few months ago, honestly. We brought up American Legion, and then was it Wounded Warrior Project, I believe?
I think so.
I don't know if they have a state or like a district branch, but I know American Legion definitely does. They have posts, they call them, I think.
I'm gonna bring it up to them to see what their opinion is on it. If they say yes, then absolutely.
You got it.
Any other questions? I'm gonna quickly go back up to my report because I just remembered something. So over winter break, I've been working on that binding resolution to kind of reform the duties of this committee. And one of the ideas that I wanted to implement was I wanted to add two more liaison positions, but these are not final. I need to talk to a bunch of people. But I was thinking of having a liaison to the Washoe County Registrar of Voters. That way we can assist in getting not only ASUN officers, but also students like certified to work in the polls. I'm sure Dr. Hatch is experienced in that. So if that's something that the Department of Government Affairs would like assistance with, we could have that liaison position. Also, have a liaison with the Office of Admissions and Records. This is to coordinate with that office to ensure civic engagement and voter participation initiatives are consistent with enrollment and residency policies. Just making sure that we do have equitable access among our student population to voting resources and the like. So nothing is set in stone at the moment, just ideas I am turning in my head over winter break. So does anyone have questions regarding that at this time?
Isn't there already a liaison position in ASA to admissions?
Is there?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
I mean, is anyone else sit on ASA? Oh, wow.
There probably is.
I'm pretty sure
I believe there is, but regardless.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to like bombard them.
Yeah.
ASUN liaison Senate people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's totally unnecessary.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
Austin gets overwhelmed with us as it is.
Yeah. So you could talk to Kitch about moving that to here.
Yeah.
There could be an argument for that. I will have those discussions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's
okay.
There is an open. It's open though. It's,
yeah.
It's open to liaison position for admissions and rec.
For the
okay.
So.
Just for a future session.
Okay.
Okay. I'll have a discussion with Kitch just because this came up in one of our earlier meetings earlier in the session of how there's so many liaisons in that committee to where something can't be full. So that might be a discussion of transferring one.
I actually did have a question.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could clarify the liaison positions you mentioned would be working in close coordinates with Senator Dayton. Are you saying that those are effectively the same, like contacts? Or?
As of right now, they are just because, our open positions that we have are with the Office of Service Learning and, never mind. I thought that was Kathy Capture's liaison. Never mind. Okay, so the Office of Service Learning and Civic Engagement, that is a different contact. That is with Matthew Little.
Okay.
Information. I learned after I joined that they did change the name of their office. I don't remember the name off the top of my head, but it is different. And the Coordinator of Democratic Engagement and Special Events, that used to belong to Jessica Raymond. Who resigned from her position like way earlier in the session. So we haven't had that spot in the CSE filled. So for now, whoever holds that position is just gonna have to be in contact with AD Kokas until that position gets filled, which I don't foresee happening by the end of this session, to be frank with you. So just clarify, Democratic Engagement Special Events, AD Kokas, OSLICE, that's still with Matthew Little.
OSLICE, okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions at this time? Alrighty, cool. Skipping past agenda item 9, on to agenda item 10. New business, we'll do liaison adoptions. We'll begin with the Office of Service Learning and Civic Engagement. This used to be the liaison for Senator Atkinson. If anyone would like to add themselves to that liaison, make the motion.
I motion to move myself and liaison position for the Office Service Learning and Civic Engagement through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, you have been placed on that liaison position. All right. And regarding the second one on here, I understand if anyone wants to take that, so I'll just take it by default. but I'll still open the table for nominations. If anyone would like to place themselves on that liaison, then make the motion. All right. I move to place myself for the liaison position of Coordinator of Democratic Engagement and Special Events through unanimous consent.
Second.
Second by Senator Castro. Is there any dissent? Seeing a dissent, I place myself on that liaison position. All righty. Moving on to agenda item 11, miscellaneous business. Are there any liaison changes or additions at this time? All right, cool. And moving on to agenda item 12, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, moving on to agenda item 13, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement at 7:50 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 406, and on Zoom.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll
take that
tomorrow.
Awesome. Does anybody need a flyer?
I would love
a
flyer.
I'll take a flyer.
I'll take a flyer.
Jenna and I will be there.
That's fine, everybody.
Not tomorrow, Thursday.